And Rome is control is really the ruler of Eretz Israel, and sometimes they needed to go to Rome to talk with Caesar or with his helper, whatever, in order to make sure that we're not going to get any let's say bad decision that are going to influence life here. And whenever there was a decision that we wanted to fight against, those were the four rabbis that used to go and talk to Caesar in order to make things better. And one of those time was this time. They were in Rome, they came back, and it was very late. Didn't have any time to get back to the Galil. So the closest place where they could go and do the Pesach, the Lez Seder night, was Bnei Brak. Okay. Now, who lived in Bnei Brak, you know?
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Rabbi Akiva lived in Bnei Brak. Now,
he's buried up north.
What? Why is he buried up north? I don't ask him. I don't know. Maybe after this Seder night, they all went to the Galil. But it's very interesting because one of the interesting explanation about what's happening here is unbelievable. See, Rabbi Akiva, there are a few. Rabbi Akiva is a very special figure. We all know him. He is a figure that always saw the light at the end of the tunnel. We're talking here about very bad time. Am Yisrael are in the Galut. The temple was destroyed. And it is really a terrible time. And what is Pesach all about? Freedom. Yeah. And this is not freedom exactly. Now, to understand who Rabbi Akiva is, we go back to the Gemara. And the Gemara tells us a few stories about Rabbi Akiva. One of them is, the same four rabbis are going, and they hear far away the noise of the big town, Rome. You know, a big town makes a lot of noise, a lot of people moving and thing and doing things. And they start crying. Look, Jerusalem is destroyed, is quiet, hardly any people living there. And look to hear the noise of the glittering and enjoying life of Rome. And Rabbi Akiva is laughing. He says, they tell him, how can you laugh? He says, how can you cry? He says, we don't understand. This is not a laughing matter. And he tells them, if that's what God is doing to those who disobey him, what is going to be the reward of those who obey him? In other words, in this terrible situation, he sees the light. He sees the good side. He says, God is going to reward us on all the terrible things we're going through. There is a system here. Now, we are the sons of God. We are the chosen people. If we go do tshuva and do the right thing, if God is letting those live in the way they're living, what's going to be with us? Much better. Second story, even worse. They're going near the ruins of the Beis Hamikdash, of the temple. And they see a fox coming out of the ruin. As the prophecy says, Veshualim ilchubo. They cry. And who is laughing?
Rabbi Akiva.
He's laughing. They say, how can you laugh? A fox comes out of the ruins of the temple. And he says to them, how can you cry? Don't you know the other prophecies? Skenim u'ne'arim yishvu b'chutzot Yerushalayim. The time will come and the elderly and the younger will sit in the gates of Jerusalem and Jerusalem. Now he says, till now, I wasn't sure, or wasn't, let's say, this is the prophecy will come through. But there is those prophets that says, V'shu'alim ilchubot, it's a prophecy, that will come a day, and the temple is going to be destroyed, and foxes are going to go on the, among the ruins. And I see in front of my eyes that this prophecy came true. Now, if this prophecy came true, it means that the other is also going to go through. So this is a reason to laugh. to see how God is working. How? This is unbelievable. Always to see the bright side. So now, they have to sit and learn a Seder and imagine to self and feel as they are going out of Egypt. Terrible times like this. How can you feel that you're going out of Egypt?
Feel great. I'm getting away from servitude.
Yeah, but you are in the middle of a crisis. Am Israel is, let's say...
It could not be as bad as the servitude that I was feeling.
Still, it's not exactly a time to have fun.
No, I'm sick.
You are living. You see, you are looking at Israel right now. Think about Israel at that time. Half of the towns are destroyed. There is hardly anything to eat. The temple is being destroyed. The smoke is going up the thing, and in this stage. You are saying, "Avadim ha'inu leMitzrayim, ve'achshav anachnu bnei chorin." Now we are free people. Are you free? You are being ruled by the Romans. This is not freedom. This is being slave again. But the Torah expects you to sit down at that night and feel that you are a free man. How can you do this? You go to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva, even if the worst time, he sees the bright light. He sees the good side. This is very interesting. That's the way we should look at life, but it's not easy. Baruch Hashem, we are sitting here in Eretz Yisrael. We have Atchalta de Geula, but it's not the end. We are only in the middle of the way. Not in the middle, in the beginning. And the whole idea is to understand also that when we look at things, it's not the physical state. It's the spiritual state. Because Rabbi Akiva being happy or laughing didn't change the physical state right now. But it changes what? The spiritual state. Yeah. It's attitude. The spiritual state. And if your spiritual state is changed, everything is changed. Think good, it will be good. Think bad, it will be good. That's life. We know it all. A guy can sit in a prison and imagine to himself that he's in a garden with the waterfalls and he's going to be happy because his body is in the prison but his soul, his mind is in freedom. And some people can do this. And from the other side, it also happens. A guy can be in a wedding, very happy place, but he's in his mind, he's in a concentration camp, which he left 20 years ago, and he can never get, let's say, relaxed after what he went through there. So even in this wedding, and it can be a wedding of his grandson, he is not there. He is still there. Is he happy? No. It's the state of mind. And that's what we should do on the Seder night. To tell the story. And they said, "Afilu kulanu chachamim vekulanu nevonim." Even if all we are the most clever people in the world, we have to tell the story. And by the way, tell the story. Not talking about Seder night. It's not saying to do pilpulim and lamdonus to say, the Gemara says this and this. No, that's not the idea. Not to show how clever you are. On the contrary, it's the simple story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's what we're doing on Seder night. Talking about us going out of Egypt. Now, Egypt, to understand the spiritual side of this, is Egypt is here and now. Egypt is impurity. Egypt is Lashon Hara. Egypt is Paro, Pera. That's Egypt. And we have to get out of there. We have to go to freedom. What is freedom? Freedom is Torah. What is life? We said that 2 minutes ago. Life is life of Torah. That's life. Otherwise, it's not life. But to do this, we have to go out of Egypt. And if we don't go out of Egypt, We didn't do anything at that night. That's a special night. That's why we tell the story, because when you go through the story and you see what's the how it's going on, you realize that even the bad times were really only a stage in us getting to redemption. You have to go through two stages to build a nation. So when we go through the 10 plagues and all the things, we do realize that this whole idea is to show us that God controls everything. God is the one and the only one. One of the interesting things of the Haggadah is that we start after the four questions. No, not the four questions, at the beginning. The beginning of the Haggadah. No, where is it? Avadim ha'inu lefaro b'mitzrayim. That's the beginning. After the four questions, Avadim, we are starting from slaves. And as we say, Halach Ma'anya on the matzah, Halach Ma'anya, that's the poor bread that we ate. What's that? Why do we start with all this procedure? To understand and realize how lucky we are. But it all started from there. That's the beginning. And to understand and realize this is all only a stage in what's going on afterwards. Says Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, I am as 70 years. That's the continuance of the story. Says he was like 70 years. Says that night his spirit became white because he was quite young. And sitting with all those rabbis with white beard, he looked like not in the place. He says, he didn't say Yitziat Mitzrayim at night. Ad shedrasha ben Zoma, shenemar leman tizkor yom tzimcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. All the days of your life. Says yemei chayecha, days of your life, the day. Kol yemei chayecha, all the days of your life, the night. Ben chachamim omrim, what chachamim are saying, our sages, yemei chayecha ha'olam hazeh. Kol yemei chayecha la'avi limot ha'mashiach. In other words, the whole idea is to understand day and night. And it all goes on to the next. We are here only on a stage in order to get to the next world. So we tell the story. And we should try and tell the story in an interesting way. And as I said about the four, the secret of the four, you can build it any way you want. I did it, as if you remember, as a game with circles and squares and triangles. And it was all groups of four. And the idea of the groups of four is to understand and realize the number four, how important it is. And by the way, there are a lot of important numbers in the Torah. And just to show you a few things about the four. The basic of the four, you know what it is? Shem Havaya, the name of God. Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the basic of everything. Because what is God telling Moshe when he is being sent to take Am Yisrael out of Egypt? Who sent you? If they ask you, Moshe says, if they're going to ask me who sent, what are going to say? Eyeh Asher Eyeh. Eyeh Shlachani. What is Eyeh? Eyeh is Shem Havaya, the name of God of four letters. And those four letters is the basic of the whole Seder night. For example, if we want to, we have four Leshonot Geula. We have four mitzvahs on the Laseder: eating the maror, the matzah, the korban, and saying the agoda. Four sons. Four glasses. And it goes on and on and on. It's the sacrifices. You have four kinds of sacrifices. You have four powers of nature: fire, wind, water, and sand. And etc., etc., etc. But so, this is also one of the ideas that you can do on Seder night in order to make it more interesting, to show, and it's like we see, you go, you have four questions, Manishtana. You have four sons, and then you have the four rabbis. You have four Leshonot Geula, and it's four and four and four. The secret of four is...
We have a four Leshonot Geula.
What are the four Leshonot Geula? Vo'otzeti ve'ga'alti. Here. Put it here. Vo'otzeti ve'itzalti ve'ga'alti ve'lakachti. Those are the four Leshonot Geula. It's written in the Agada.
They also believed in ancient medicine. The body was controlled by four humors. Earth, fire.
That's what I said. We said that two minutes ago.
Medicine, yeah.
That's the base of the world, is those four powers.
Mm-hmm.
Wind, water.
That's what made people ill. The balance was disturbed. Right. That's what they believed.
Everything in creation medicine is built from those four elements.
So the ones so
and the way they are being, used or let's say
combined.
The way they are combined is what you have a result. And in order to understand, when we're talking about nature, mm-hmm. we have to understand something very basic. Everything is moving. We talked about it. Everything is moving. Nothing is real still. Still life is only in our imagination. This table.
And the atoms.
This table is built from 90% nothing. You have the atoms, you have the protons, the neutrons, they're going very quickly around. And really, if God will stop this movement for 1 minute, what's going to happen? The whole world is going to vanish.
But it's the links that keep them. They're moving, but they're linked.
Who gives them the power of to link? The God. Who makes the move? God. You see, there is a famous story about believing in God. That's the whole idea of the matzah and the whole idea of Seder night is to get to the level. There was this rabbi, and sitting on Seder night, suddenly he asked his Hasidim, "Do you believe in God?" What do you think the Hasidim said?
Of course
we believe in God. What did the rabbi say?
I
don't believe in God.
Because I know that God exists.
I don't believe in God. All the Hasidim went crazy. The rabbi, no, it's not Purim. No, four glasses of wine, but it's not Purim. Now he's drunk. He doesn't believe in God. And he got up and he banged on the table. Says, "Do you believe this is a table?" He says, "What do you mean we believe? We see it's a table." "Oh, I don't believe in God. I see God." You have to understand what the idea is. The idea is to understand and realize that believing in God is not just something metaphoric. We have to get to this understanding. And it's not very difficult. Because look around you and see this creation. All the miracles. God exists. In other words, in the night of Seder, we have to, through those 10 plagues, that showing the power of God, to realize not believing in God, knowing that God exists. Believing, there are a lot of other things we have to believe in. But the basic is to know there is a God, not to believe there is a God. To believe there is a God, it's a very low level. You have to feel God. And if you look around you, you feel God. That's what this rabbi tried to explain to his Hasidim.
Exactly what I said to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik.
Yes.
You know, the one that lived in Zurich.
Yeah.
I said exactly that. Well, yes. The scientists are came to believe because simply being a scientist.
And even the scientists, the more they go into it, the more they believe and understand and realize that.
Of course, you, that you got to, what's his name? Then?
It's like you had.
The English in it.
You remember. This game I did a few years ago with the questions and the answers, four questions and four answers. So we'll go to one of those answers. Okay. The first question is what we talked just now. It says the Agada starts with a say that is a little not understood. Halach ma'anya di achalu avatana. What does it mean? And why do we start with this on the say tonight, the night which we are really are thanking God on our salvation, on the redemption? Why do we start with Halach ma'anya? So this say, the answer, this say, is telling us about the bread, the poor bread that our ancestors ate, and that's the meaning of the matzah. Matzah, if you remember, I showed you. You know what the difference is between matzah and chometz.
Matzah dough, which took more than 18 minutes to be put in the oven.
Yes, nachon.
Baking in an extra minute, maybe?
This is matzah. Okay? See, mem tzadik hei. Okay? This is chametz. Chet mem tzadik. Same letters. Mem tzadik. Mem tzadik. What's the difference? The hei and the chet. What happened to the hei? Tafach. Chometz. It grew. It grew. And it became chet with his chet, sin. So the difference is very small between matzah. Only this thing. What is the difference between bread and matzah? Matzah is like this, flat. And bread is
high.
What is high?
Arrogance.
What is low?
Modesty.
In other words, and by the way, what lasts longer?
Humility.
Matzah, you can have half a year, even a year. Bread, after a few days, you cannot eat it. In other words, all this beautiful bread that looks so nice and big, what happens to it? Nothing. But the matzah, which is flat, which is the symbol of humbleness, stays for a very long time. And there is only one a small difference. And by the way, they say, on the Kabbalah they say, you see the hay is opening out and opening to the side. In other words, even if you sin, if you're connected to earth, you have an opening that you connect to God. That's Hashem. But the chet is only open down to earth, only to the chet, to the sin. So our job is to open the chet and make it matzah. That's the job of Pesach. So in other words, even in the words and the letters, we see and find the secret of Pesach. What is it? What is it all about? And as we said, So we eat this matzah, which is a symbol of humbleness, but also the symbol of bread of poor people that haven't got time to make a proper bread. And we start the Agada to remind us that God turned us from a slaves, a nation of slaves, the slaves of Pharaoh, a group of unidentified people that eat poor bread, to the chosen people, to the slaves of God that took us out of Egypt, gave us the man, the special food, heavenly food, heavenly bread. We're talking about bread, eating. So we have the bread, we have the matzah, and we have the heavenly bread, the man that we got in the desert. And a lot of other things. And also today, we do enjoy the greatness of our Father in heaven. And we should remember always that the situation of poor bread, of being slaves, we didn't do it by our power. It was the power of God that took us out of Egypt. And here, Be'ezrat Hashem, will also take us out, Be'ezrat Hashem, Ashana, as quickly as possible, we'll get this Yetziat Mitzrayim. And this is the idea of the Seidonat. We should bring ourselves to the understanding that we are going out of Egypt and feeling like we are in Egypt and we're going out. And the feeling is, you have to understand, Egypt is sin. Egypt is Olam Hazeh. Egypt is the Galut. Yetziat Mitzrayim is getting out of the Tumah to and elevating ourselves. That's when we start on the second night, we start with Sefirat HaOmer, which is to elevate us to get to the level of a human being, a real human being, that understand and realize what it's all about. We should all have a chag kasher v'sameach.